which came out of Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 977, that Sister White is clear that the Sunday law that fulfills Bible prophecy will come through the legislative branch of the United States. It's not going to be a secret law that Bill Clinton or another president signs in the middle of the night and the next day there's a Sunday law. That doesn't fulfill prophecy. It doesn't fulfill the circumstances that have been defined and set forth for us, that this issue will be discussed, it will be acted upon by the people of the land, and even some of the legislators of this country will begin to see the truth of religious liberty if they don't already, and they will make a stand during this argument for the truth. Now, at the Sunday Law, we closed with a clear statement, among many clear statements, that at the Sunday Law, we either receive the mark of the beast or the seal of God. The if is the important variable here. If we have an understanding of those issues prior to the test, and the only people in the United States that have an understanding of Sabbath and Sunday when the Sunday law arises is Seventh-day Adventists, and you may say, well, there's probably Seventh-day Adventists in the church today that really don't understand the issues of Sabbath and Sunday, so they won't be held accountable to this principle of who receives the mark of the beast when the tests arrive, because they don't understand the issues. And I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, but the spirit of prophecy is clear that we're not judged by the light that we have. We're judged by the light that we could have had we availed ourselves. And there is not an excuse for the Seventh-day Adventists in the United States to not understand the issues of Sabbath and Sunday. And when the Sunday law comes to the United States, every Seventh-day Adventist in the United States is without excuse. You've either prepared your character for the mark of the beast or the seal of God. The church is purified at that time. Now, those that receive the seal of God, it is very clear what characteristics they'll have to have. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 214, says this, 214 through 216. Not one of us will ever receive the seal of God while our characters have one spot or stain upon them. It is left with us to remedy the defects in our character, to cleanse the soul temple of every defilement. Then the latter rain will fall upon us, as the early rain fell upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. What are you doing, brethren, in the great work of preparation? Those who are united with the world are receiving the worldly mold and preparing for the mark of the beast. Those who are distrustful of self, who are humbling themselves before God and purifying their souls by obeying the truth, these are receiving the heavenly mold and preparing for the seal of God in their foreheads. When the decree goes forth and the stamp is impressed, their characters will remain pure and spotless for eternity. Now is the time to prepare. The seal of God will never